Welcome to the Luke Page Podcast and my brand new series, 30 Days of Running an Online Coaching Business. Guys, over the next 30 days, I'm going to be posting a new episode most days, giving you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a coaching business and the ups and downs that I go through as I take it from a six-figure to a seven-figure business. So you don't miss an episode, make sure you click subscribe. And if you'd like to catch the video version of these episodes, follow us over on Instagram where we post them at Luke_Page. But anyway, let's get into today's one. Here we go. These are my top 9 pieces of equipment I use to create content, ranking in order to what I use most to what I used least. Number one, now I've got an iPhone 14 Pro Max here. This is by far the most used item that I go to. Number two is the Canon 90D. I use this when I'm wanting to create higher quality videos or photos. I also use this as a webcam when I'm doing coaching calls or podcasts. Number three, tripod. This is just a cheap one. It's not the best, but it does the job. And number four is the phone mount. So this mounts your phone to the tripod, which has been great. This one's super strong and it just allows you to move the phone basically any direction. Number five is the Rode Wireless Go 2. And it's great because whether you're close to the camera or you're far back, the audio quality doesn't change. Number six, the Rode VideoMic NTG. Now, when I want to record good quality audio, but I don't want the mic to be in the shot, I use this. This is actually the mic that I'm using right now in this video. The thing with it is you need to be within probably a meter of the actual microphone, because as soon as you stand back, the audio quality drops like this. Number seven, Audio-Technica USB mic. This is just a simple, cheap USB mic that plugs straight into your computer. You know, I use this to record my podcasts. Number eight, the GoPro Hero 9. Look, I don't use this a whole lot, but it's good to use when I'm in the water or places where a normal camera could get damaged. And number nine, the ring light. I actually rarely use this. I just tend to find spots that have good natural light. Now tomorrow I'm going to be sharing my top 4 apps that I use to edit my content, so make sure you catch that episode. These are my top 4 apps that I use to edit my content. Starting at number 4, Spark Camera. Now this app allows you to create fast moving and engaging stories without ever needing to spend heaps of time editing. Watch this. More people are likely to watch your videos when you don't have pauses and breaks. So I've just recorded that. Imagine I'm thinking like, okay, what am I gonna say next? I'm like, okay, I've got the line. This app allows you to record and cut the gaps instantly. You think, okay, what's my next line? Like, okay, got it. Without spending heaps of time using editing software. Cool, let's watch that back. More people are likely to watch your videos when you don't have pauses and breaks. This app allows you to record and cut the gaps instantly without spending heaps of time using editing software. How good is that? Number three is VideoShop. Now, this is a video editing app, but I basically use it to chop videos into 15-second sections. So say, for example, I create a 90-second video that I wanna upload to Instagram Stories. Instagram will only let you upload 60 seconds at a time. So what I can do is I can upload my 90-second video to VideoShop, simply chop it up into 15-second blocks, and then that'll allow me to upload these to Instagram Stories all at once. Number two is CapCut. We mainly use it to add subtitles and captions to our videos, but it's probably the best app that I have seen to do quick video edits. Now, number one is Filmora. Now, when it comes to editing, no app on your phone is ever gonna be able to compete against a desktop version. So when our edits are needing more options, we use Filmora. So let me know in the comments which one of these 4 that you're gonna try out.
I have absolutely no fear of my business ever failing, and this is the reason why.
Come on!
Oh, oh. Welcome to day 20 of my journey of growing $1 million coaching business. So this is me on the weekend at a place called ScienceWorks. It's like an interactive museum for kids. And they had this little section here where you can make your own paper aeroplanes and then see how far you can throw it. Watch how high this thing goes. Watch. Look at this. Goes over the rails. Look, ready? What? Over the rails. So high. Boom! Look at the celebration go up. So the reason why I don't fear my business ever failing is because I can just become a professional paper aeroplane thrower. But in all seriousness, I actually do fear my business failing, like a lot. I got a vision that I obsess over. I think about the future that I want, right? But I also, the thought of my business ever failing, that scares the shit out of me. You know, I'd let my family down. I'd look like a fucking idiot in front of everyone. And the scariest thing, I'd have to go back and work a job, which that just seems like a horror movie to me, right? Now, I used to think that having the fear of failure was a really bad thing, but it's only a bad thing if it stops you from taking action. With me, I use it as a driver because I don't want that future. It pushes me to actually get up and do the work. And that's when it becomes a good thing.
Day 21 of my journey of growing $1 million coaching business. It's Monday and I can't really be fucked. I really had to push myself to move this morning when I got out of bed. My body's fucking sore. I went for a surf yesterday. It was a big day, a really active day. The place where we surfed, you've got to walk an hour to get there, so it's pretty taxing on your body. And then in the afternoon, I went and kicked the footy with the family. So the 37, almost 38 year old body feels it these days. This morning I had a workout in my diary. I didn't want to do it, but I pushed myself to do it. So I went and did my daily 2 minute hang, did some lat pull-ups, did some push-ups. Last week, my 2 minute daily hang, I was terrible with it. I missed 3 days and I can blame it on that I had a really busy week, which I did, but ultimately I was just too lazy to do it. So I've got 2 days left of the month. I only need one more client to get my monthly goal. And yeah, these videos have been taking a lot of time because I've got to do these on top of everything else that I do. So I've been working on my 7 days a week, but I've only got about 2 weeks left to finish this 30 day series. And then I'm going to basically can them. Only joking. I actually like doing these. I think I'm going to continue them. I'm just not going to be posting 5 a week like I have been. I might just do 1 a week because I like the concept of them and I think it's something different. I don't think a lot of people are doing this type of stuff, and I hope you guys are getting value from it. If you're getting value, let me know in the comments. I'm hoping I'm giving you more of an honest insight into kind of what's behind a journey of growing a coaching business. But yes, we will catch you for day 22 to Muzz.